The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down here in Cleveland, Matt, like, I'm already getting the sense that people are like, well, hey, now that the Browns are pretty much out of it and I need something to cheer for the rest of the season, and then you throw in the fact that Za'Darius Smith just got traded there, people are already talking about cheering for the Detroit Lions in the rest of the year and come playoff time and rooting for them to win a Super Bowl. And I know especially the morning show here at 92 The Fan is very particular about the teams that other people are allowed to rep on their hats and their clothes and cheer for and support. They were very staunchly against cheering for Joe Burrow when the Bengals made the Super Bowl because it's your division rival. And
yeah, they're right.
Joe Burrow went to Ohio State, but and in this instance, I know in football they're not necessarily a direct rival, but they do have a direct rivalry in another sport. And I don't know, is it appropriate for Browns fans to cheer for the Detroit Lions the rest of the season?
I mean, look, the Lions are America's team. They are. They are. They've become America's team. Dallas is pathetic.
What does Jerry Jones have to say about that?
Right? Lions are fun. Like, they're, you played the Dan Campbell clip coming out of the break. I mean, it's hard not to root for them. They really are all about winning, and they've done it right. And all these other organizations are now trying to copy the Lions, who have not won a championship since 1957. Like, that's craziness. Like, Arizona's built their team just like the Lions have with their GM and coach and how they're aligned. It's wild to think about that. But you're right, Spencer. Like, Guardians and Tigers are now a good rivalry and have kind of been rivals. They've never been good at the same time. Pistons, Cavs have had their moments in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
The LeBron 47 game that I was courtside for in 07.
Wow,
I
mean, look at you. Congratulations on all your success.
But no, I mean, I'll never forget it. I mean, it was an unbelievable
performance.
That's
awesome, yeah.
But like, Pistons, Cavs, Guardians, Tigers. I mean, there really is there Browns, Lions, other than the Great Lakes Classic preseason trophy. Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
They're really
and what's the one between the Lions and the Guardians? It's like the barge or something. Isn't that the trophy? Is that still a thing? Don't they?
That
have
was
like a trophy?
No, that was guard. That oh, was that, Lions that, and Browns.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Great Lakes Classic, and it was right. This giant barge, not a trophy case, but like
that's like a college football trophy. Right there.
I don't think that's a. I mean, if you need a team B, but see, we've never in Cleveland, we've never had a team B. Like in Detroit, because the Lions are so bad. People are like, oh, my team B is the Chargers, or my team B. That used to be a topic. Like, oh, who's your team B going to be this year? Browns, we've never really had to have that.
And then,
and then for 3 years, it was anybody that played the Ravens until the Browns came back in 99. So, yeah, I don't think it would be bad to root for Detroit.
So, I don't personally think it's bad. And I think it's kind of like, to your point, like they have sort of taken the league by storm. They've taken the just NFL fans in general by storm. They're a tremendous story. Dan Campbell is awesome, as you heard in that clip there. Like the Jared Goff sort of resurgence to being a better quarterback and sort of reviving his career in that way in Detroit has been great. And, you know, shout out Ben Johnson for that, who's probably going to be one of the top candidates for a head coaching job this cycle. There's so much to like about that team. But I also understand where, like, I'm sure plenty of people are finding reasons to cheer for the Lions. I think it's also a little bit frustrating because, like you said, there's always been sort of this like kumbaya between the Browns, the Bengals, the Bills, and the Lions, where it's like, we all just kind of suck, and we're all kind of from the same region, right? Like, we're all sort of like this Midwest teams. Most of us kind of border Lake Erie. And, you know, it was always like the Ravens and Steelers dominated the division. So the Browns took solace, and Browns fans took solace in the fact that, like, well, at least the Bengals suck too. And then along Lake Erie, it was always like, well, you know, the Lions are the first team to go 0-16. The Browns are the second team to ever go 0-16. And then the Bills sucked for as long as they did. And so there was always kind of this, like, camaraderie between these fan bases that, like, they really, really care about their teams. But they were never just good enough to actually go win anything. And so I do wonder if there's also a little bit of that in play here, where it's like, yeah, I get why I need to root for them, but I feel like also it's kind of like a, great, we got passed by the Detroit Lions too. Like, even they passed us now. What does that say about us?
Right. Well, how old are you?
33.
Right. So you were not around for the Browns-Bengals hatred fest in the mid-80s.
Yeah, with the Steve White.
Sam White, my bad. Right. I mean, that was pretty ugly for about 5 years. Like, Browns-Bengals was really interesting for about 5 years, from like 85 to 90. But you're right. I mean, the Bills at least have made the Super Bowl, right? I mean,
True.
Lions haven't. The Browns haven't.
But this again, century, it's always kind of been like a camaraderie between those cities that, like, because I do think Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo are three of maybe the best sports, like, fan bases in this country.
Sports towns.
Because, like, they care. Like, you go to L.A. and the talk about, you know, going to SoFi Stadium to see a game is always like, it's just this very, like, business buttoned up crowd. Like, there's not a lot of noise. Nobody really gives a damn about the Rams. And you hear that about other cities. But those three cities specifically stand out because those fan bases care. They live and breathe and die football in those communities, and it's awesome. I feel honored to have been lived in Western New York and, like, experience, like, seeing that firsthand, and then covered the Bills for a couple years and seeing that firsthand, and now being Cleveland. Like, I've covered, I think, two of the best sports cities that you could ever imagine covering, which is awesome for me. But, like, Now that they're on sort of like different playing fields, it's like the Bills passed the Browns a while ago, several years ago when Sean McDermott took over. Now even the Lions have surpassed them while the Browns are in the midst of a 2-7 season. Like, I can see some jealousy creeping in there.
Oh, for sure. And I think some of the old schoolers will say, I can't root for any Detroit team after Rick Mahorn elbowed Mark Price in the head and ended his season. Guardians and Tigers was pretty heated this summer. I mean, that playoff series was close. I think people got sick of hearing about A.J. Hinch in Cleveland for the diehard baseball fans, and for the Guardians to end their season was kind of sweet. I know I loved it. But, man, the Lions are something different, man. It's like you got to go into the playoffs. You're right. Being interested and intrigued. They're in a different conference. Spencer, it's not like they're in the AFC.
That does help.
And that does help. And there's never really been a Lions and Browns, what, maybe in the 60s, in the 50s? But that was a long, long time ago. I endorse it. I say, why not? You know, because who's the biggest threat to the Lions right now in the NFC? You know, and even in football, aren't people tired
maybe
of the Chiefs?
Philly? I don't know. They're
people
playing
getting
pretty well.
Yeah, maybe Philly.
49ers,
but aren't people,
if they figure it out.
If they figure it out. so we'll see. But, hey, if you want to root for the Lions, I'm endorsing it. Yes, for sure.
I think your thoughts on it matter because obviously you're from here, but you live
in
Detroit.
I live in Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the full experience. Like, you sort of see how it goes. And we know you're a diehard Guardians fan. You come into town for games, you do a podcast with your brother about the Guardians. So we know you care about that team.
And I've despised the Tigers since I was a kid. I mean, they used to come to Municipal Stadium and kick our ass, man. I mean, Kirk Gibson, Jack Morris, Lou Whitaker probably hit 700 in that stadium, and it was terrible. But that was back in the 80s. They were good, we were bad. Then the 90s, we were good, they were bad. It's they've never been good at the same time except this year. So it was sweet to beat them.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. Like, it did
never
always,
been
it,
good at the same
it
time.
It did always feel like they were always, like, in different stages, because we know, like, the Detroit teams with Miggy at his prime and, you know, Verlander and all those guys.
Yeah.
Right, like, those teams were always awesome, and they, like, owned the Guardians for a while, and then after that era sort of died, that's what the Guardians took back over. And then Detroit's been a rebuild, so that's a fair point. And I do think, like, the baseball side of this is where at least where I think most of like the animosity towards Detroit would come from. Because I know what you mean about like the Pistons and LeBron early on and all that, but I don't know that there's been as much like of a rivalry between those two teams as there has been between the Guardians and the Tigers. So I just like I find that interesting because I do think those things extend. There's so many different stances on this. Like there's some people who are like, I think ultimately, like in the NFL season, we get to the playoffs and we're all looking for great stories to follow when our team's out of it. Like that's 100% a normal thing to do.
And we all watch. It's the NFL.
Right.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Detroit has to be like the best story going in the NFL right now. Like just everything surrounding them. And in a lot of ways, they are relatable to Cleveland. Like we talked about where it's like smaller market city that's always kind of been down and out. And all of a sudden they're figuring it out. Like, can they go on this magical run? We all aspire here in Cleveland to see the Browns get to that point. So like they're a great story, but I also understand where like some fans are just like, I can't do it. Like,
I don't blame them either.
I root against the like so many Detroit teams in my day. I can't just jump on that bandwagon because they're a good story.
Well, and if the Lions make the Super Bowl, think about that, Spencer. That's another one off the list that the Browns now are having to sit on that list with.
Yeah,
the Lions end up going, scratch them off the list, and then they're gonna that list. The minute the Lions beat whoever in the NFC Championship game, they'll flash it on the screen. Up, the Lions go to the Super Bowl. Here are the remaining teams that have never been. It's like, oh my God, not us.
It'll be
again.
Like the Browns, the Texans, and the Cardinals. No, Cardinals have been now, actually. Jacksonville, yeah. There's only
it's horrible.
Only a handful. Yeah.
The fact we're even having this discussion in November, early November.
I know,
is such
I'm
a
sorry.
Bummer.
I'm
it's
sorry.
No, it's a bummer. It's not your fault. It's the team in Berea's fault. Oh, it sucks.
But from that angle of it, I can see where Ken was coming from with like the Joe Burrow Bengals thing. Because like that year, they were the best story. But it's the same sort of thing. Like, and it's different because the Lions aren't in your division and you won't play them very often.
No,
but
exactly.
At the same time, it's a city that you've always kind of compared yourself to. There was always, you know, when you're down, you like having somebody to feel down with where you guys can kind of like commiserate together. And I think that's kind of what Detroit has been for Cleveland. And like you said, if they go on and make a Super Bowl run, all of a sudden, the Browns are like the only dilapidated team left. It's like, man.
Right, because the others are all expansion teams. I mean, the Lions have been around for a long time. The Browns have been around for a long time. Oh, my God. It's such a bummer.
This ultimately just brings us back to the top of the show. We're all very frustrated by this NFL
exactly.
Right now and the fact that the Browns haven't lived up to the expectations. I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't do if you want to cheer for the Lions. I can tell you because they are a great story, and I, at this point, like in my life and career, I love following these stories even sometimes more than I love following one team specifically. Like, I'm going to be hoping they make a deep run and maybe do go all the way, but I can understand where the rivalry that has existed between these two cities would be a roadblock for people. 216-474-0092. Is it okay to jump on the Lions bandwagon and be a pseudo-Lions fan for the rest of the season, root for them to get to the Super Bowl, or is it sacrilege given the rivalry that exists between Cleveland and Detroit? You can also hit us up on Twitter at @Spencito_@DairySpeaks. We'll get to some callers on the other side. And when we get back, again, we'd be remiss if we had Matt Derry on with us today and we didn't talk at least a little bit of Guardians. So we'll do that here coming up at 4:40 before he leaves us at 5. Keep it locked. It's Spencer German, Matt Derry, Afternoon Drive here on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.